Okay, so yesterday we went through the Rambams in Hilchos Mechira. Right, just to outline the basics of Mechira. So we said that, just to sum it up, that the difference between Chalip, the Kinyan of Chalipin, and the other Kinyanim, is that the other Kinyanim is a method of interacting with the Cheftza that's being sold itself. Okay, so you can either have it like by Karka, that you do a Maisa Chazaka. You can either have like a physical takeover, acquisition of it. So that would be like by Karka, it would be like a Chazaka. By Metaltlin, it would be Meshicha, Hagba, those types of actions. Or you can have by Karka the Shtar, where you're writing into the Shtar what it is that you're doing, and that's Sodei Mechuralach, Sodei Nesunalach. So that's a certain Nesirah, certain Mesiras Hachefza in the Shtar, because you can't pick up the Karka, obviously. Or you can have Kesef by Karka. And that is also a way of exchange. In a certain sense, you're saying the Domim is, this is the Domim of the Karka. And by giving the domim of the karka to the bala karka, that itself is what is mafkia the karka from his rishus and brings it into my rishus. But in all of those cases, there is an actual maisa kinyan that in some way reflects a mesira of the cheftza, right? And that's how the Rambam explains in the beginning. That kinyan, that mechira requires a kinyan, right? It's not something that can be done bidas, even with Adam. It's not a question of trust and proof. It's just you need something to actually change the bilus of the object. It needs to be a maiso of hakna, like the Rimigash is saying. Kinyanim is the way we relate to the objects. That is the very nature of ownership is transactional, and therefore I own it through a kinyan, and I can have to transfer it through a kinyan. So that's the normal way of kinyanim, right? Hilchos Mechira, if you look through, Oh, and then the last thing we just mentioned is that we said that also that by Metaltlin, so Machlokish of Yochanan Reish Lakish, what's the Kinyan Midaraisa? So we hold that Midaraisa Mo'os Arkonos, but Midrabanan Meshicha is Kona. So what does that mean? It means say if I give somebody money to buy an object from them, that can still be, you can still renege on the deal. Midrabanan. Midaraisa the king in Ischal, because Midaraisa the money is effective, just like by Karka, it's effective by Metaltlin as well. But Midrabanan for certain social, for certain reasons, they have to do with protecting the people's property. The Rabbanan of Mafkia, the kingin of Ma'os, and require Mashicha for the kinyan to be chal. So if I give them money for the object, we can still back out. Of course, the person is considered, it's considered wrong to do, and the Beis Din admonishes him severely, but technically it's possible to do. And if the object would be destroyed before the object was handed over, the money would have to be returned. Okay. But once Mashicha is done, then the kinyan is complete. Even though the money wasn't paid, the kinyan is complete. The object belongs to the purchaser, and he owes the money to the seller. Right? That was basically the basics of mechira in the prakim Aleph through Dalad. Obviously, with a lot of simplification here. Now, but in Hey, that's where we started talking about the kinyan of Chalipin. And we said over here, according to the way Rav Chaim is explaining, that the kinyan of Chalipin is unique in the sense that when you hand over the Sudar is not is not the medium of exchange. The sudar is not what you're exchanging the object for. It's not like the kinyan kesef. It's not like the other kinyanim, where the maisa kinyan is actually the giving of the object would be, like by money, you'd be kona the object you're buying conceptually because the money represents the object. Therefore, by receiving the dhammim of the object, you're mamela relinquishing the object itself. Okay, so there's a certain, you could sort of say there's a direct, the giving is the other end of the transaction of the getting. Intrinsically, they're related. But by chalipin, that's not the case. Because chalipin, we make an agreement about the transaction, right? And I'll say, I'm willing to sell you the car for $5,000. We agree upon the price. And then I'll give you a handkerchief, and I'll say to you, accept this handkerchief and be makna to me the car. I'm buying your car. So I don't have to give you the $5,000 yet. I don't have to give you a penny yet. Okay? And I can even give you the sudar as a matana manas lahachzir, which is generally the way it's done. So it means to say that you will have das makna on your chefza by accepting this sudar. So it's not the exchange itself. It's not the transaction itself. It's not like mashicha or kinyan mo'os, where it's the actuality of the transaction is being enacted. I'm taking the object, or you're receiving the value of the object to replace the object that you have. Here, the kinyan of chalipin is outside of the terms of the original deal. The original deal is money for the object, but there's a gzeres hakosov that we learn from the story of Boaz that you can effectuate through a maisa chalipin. You can do a maisa that expresses your gemiras das of being a makna, even without the terms being met. So the terms are the $5,000 will be the dhamma of the car. Really, it should be when I get the $5,000, then the car leaves my rishus. But I can say, no, I'm not going to pay you a penny now. But when we'll do this maiso chalipin, like the Rambam describes it here, he says, Limakne, he says, Yomar lo kinei kli zeh, take this in exchange for the object that you sold to me for such and such amount. Once he takes that kli, so that clinches the deal. So it comes out that if you don't, that there's another method. You don't have to actually complete the transaction, but if you set up the transaction and then you do a token action of acceptance, that itself will be enough for the das makna. In other words, you need some maisa of the das for the das makna to be chal. Das makna, dvarim alone is not enough. Okay? But you don't actually have to receive, you also don't actually have to do the maisa of the transfer ba'atzmo either. This is somewhat in between. It's not dvarim alone, because it's a maisa of kinyan, but it's also not, you're also not essentially interacting with the chefza itself, because the suda that I'm getting is not really the deal. That doesn't represent the value of my object. Okay? So it's simply a maisa to express that my das makna I desire my das makna to be chal immediately. And that's enough. That's why chalipin is unique. It doesn't stem, you wouldn't know chalipin from the normal halachas of kinyanim. That's why in the Gemara in Bab Metzia, the Rishonim explain, everything is, it's really gzeiras hakosav. And there's no, and Rav and Levi are not truly arguing exclusively just al pi svara. They're arguing in terms of the what the diak in the psukim what the diak is. Now, of course, they have to explain how it makes sense, how the diak makes sense. But it's not the it's not really normal ma'isa mechira. You're just going to one side of the equation, and it's really the flip side. Normally. Let's take it. In this case, you're going to the tzad of the mocher. Normally, he can't be machne the object to the other person. Here, he's going to be machne before he gets the dumb. That's the key. So, how does he do that? The dumb was supposed to be the representation of the chefzo. That was supposed to replace the chefza and be mafkiya it from the rishus. So that's the chiddush of you. You can just do a kinyan of gemir's das. That's what Reb Chaim said. Now chalipin is purely a kinyan of gemir's das, meaning to say there's no actual interaction with the chefza itself. It's not a regular kinyan like mashicha, where I'm actually taking the chefza, or the damim represents the chefza. It's outside. It's just the gemir's das to be makna. Okay, and that's why it's possible for Levi to say that the seller gives the kli. If it was an exchange for something, if he's taking the kli in exchange for his object, then how could he give a kli? It doesn't make sense. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So just quickly, in terms of the machlokas between Rav and Levi, so we started saying yesterday that it seems the machlokas. The machlokas would be something like this. Now, since chalipin is coming in where there already is a kinyan that's established. There already are terms that are established. The terms are whatever they may be. Okay, but what we're trying to do now is trying to do a token action to express the seller's agreement with concluding the deal now. Okay, so just to put it in a sort of a broad way of speaking about it, we were just describing it like this, that according, machlokas now comes out like this. What tsura should that maisa take? Okay, so once again, what is the maisa trying to effectuate? It's trying to effectuate the deal itself. Okay, but how does it effectuate the deal? Almost, what's the word I'm looking for? It's really autonomously coming from the mocher himself, right? It's coming from the mocher, from the maisa of the mocher, because the mocher is agreeing to be makna to the kona without receiving the money yet. Okay, so in terms of the deal that it's trying to, what it's trying to accomplish is the deal of buying, right, of the sale, which is a maisa from the buyer, that the buyer provides something in exchange for the object. But in terms of the mechanism, it's coming purely from the mocher. So that seems to me to be the basis of the machlokas between Rav and Levi. What form, what surah does that kinyan of chalipin take? Does it express, does it model the ultimate kinyan of the mechira that it's trying to accomplish? Right? It's trying to accomplish the objective of what the mechira would do. So therefore, it takes the form of the mechira, of what it's trying to accomplish. Right? It's trying to take the place of actually having to do the full mechira. So therefore, it should be like a maisa of mechira. Okay? Whereas Levi says, no, what it's actually accomplishing is It's providing a basis for the seller to do a unilateral, is what I'm looking for, a unilateral action from to the buyer, without demanding his reciprocal action in exchange. So therefore, the maisa is really a maisa of the mocher. Therefore, it should express the mocher.
Why is that aspect any more the responsibility of the mocher than the
lokeach?
Yeah, the lokeach. In other words, I'll just say the lokeach wants.
The way it's happening, the way it's occurring, right, is that the mocher is not going to get what the deal is. He's not getting the money that is really supposed to create the exchange. He is on his own going to be a gomar umakne to the buyer before he gets the money. So he's going to on his own say, look, I'm just going to be makne to you. That will clinch, that will make the deal. They set up the terms and they said, look, I have a house, you have money, your money, I'll agree, represents the value of my house. So now, Mamela, what would really, truthfully, in, so to speak, actuality, push the rishus, the house, out of my rishus and into your rishus? It's only going to come about when I take the money that represents the property, then it's Mamela, I can't have the property and its value simultaneously. So that Mamela is like a way for you to take the house. How do you take the house from me with money? Because since we say this money represents the value of the rishus, so my accepting the value is mamela relinquishing the rishus. That's the maisa that actually transfers the property. You understand what I'm trying to say at that?
I understand.
So now the question is, how can I give you the property without getting the money? That's what we want to do. You don't have the money, and we both want the deal to be sealed. So we have this sort of token action. It's not the money that we described. It's just a token action for my gemiras das to be chal, and so that it's not just devarim. It's not just my wish that it's yours. But we don't actually have to do the terms itself. We can make some other action that will be enough for my gemiras das to be expressed. That's really what we need. My gemiras das has to be tofes akinyan, some type of an action. So it's really outside of the transaction itself, and it's really I'm just giving it to you.
Why is that not equally accomplishable by him accepting the suzerain? In other words, his gemiras das. The makna.
What I'm trying to say it like this. If you think about it like that, so now you can realize that in the mice of the chalipim, what is actually happening at the moment of the chalipim, what is really happening? It's a unilateral kinyan from the kona, from the mocher to the lokeach. Without getting the value, I am simply giving you the object. You understand?
Fine.
But why are we doing that? Because I want to be able to have the result of the actual mechira without the mechira taking place.
Okay.
Right? I want to have the result of the mechira, meaning I want to have the same result as if you gave me the money without making you give me the money. So that's why I'm saying you have the machlokas. According to Rav, it should take the form of what it should have been. It really should have been, you gave me money, so we'll take the form of you giving me something else to create this token kinyan. But Levi is saying, but what's actually happening? What's actually happening is that the seller is simply giving without getting anything in return, really. Without getting the terms of the deal in return.
I guess the question is, if it's just... It seems like from his perspective, it's just a matter of...
So he says it should dafka take the form of showing what's actually happening. It should be like a physical representation of what's actually happening. Where, in other words, what's the physical representation? Of the kinyan that should have been done, or what's actually happening? That's the way I'm putting it. You understand? So that's why I saw in the Shita Mikubetas, he quotes over here... I don't know who this is. Tosfos Chitzonios, Talmud HaRav Rabbeinu Peretz. Chitzonios doesn't sound good, but okay. Talmud Rabbeinu Peretz sounds better. So he says, Yesh Beforshim, Dele Levi, Domer Bekelev Shel Machne, The kol shekain, that's like what fell out of Acher's pockets when he stood up, right? The kol shekain b'kelev shokona. He says, so some want to say, according to Levi, who says you should use the kli of the makna, he would certainly hold you can use the kli of the kona. You understand? Some want to say that. Johnny, he says that some want to say that Levi, who says you use the kli of the makna, like you were trying to say, he would certainly agree you could use the kli of the kona. Right? Like, well, of course, why should it be that way? Dafka. His chiddush is even, not dafka. So he says, v'lo nihira. The hami denofik lulakom mikra.
He wants to say that there is some shita that was just saying that the chiddush is that both way work.
Yeah. Right.
But not necessarily that.
Yes. Right. So he says, lo nihira. The hami denofik lulakom mikra, the bekelev shakona mashma. The ze, yeah. He says, mashma de ze eno velo azlinam bosa svara. Yeah. It's mashma that that's not true, and we don't go by svara over here. In other words, the point is that this whole kinyan of chalipin is a chiddush, and then there's a question of what is it, what should it reflect? And you can't say that there's no choices. It either holds that the essence of the kinyan should reflect the maisa of the makna, or it should reflect the kinyan that it's replacing. But it's not like you can't have both. There's no such thing. Okay. So even within Levi, he still has to explain that it still doesn't make sense to say you're going to give in order to give. That's just nonsensical. That would be kinyan agav. So he has to find within the technicality of it something to say that the guy is getting to, that he can give in exchange for. But the point is that he holds, that's just a bigger proof. He's showing you that the physical form should express what the guy is doing, but he agrees it still needs the technical aspect of to give in order to get. He's just saying that we can construe this as if he gets a hanah from giving. It's a tough read. That's why he says that's what the Ritva was saying. It's really, Levi wouldn't have thought of this. He wouldn't have said, "Oh, makes sense. The best idea to me seems to be that he should be getting hanah." No, of course that's very contrived. But since he held from the way he learned the psukim that essentially the kinyan should express the maisa of the makna. But it can't go against the principles that you can't. That it's not a king in agav. So he has to say it must be there's some. We envision some kind of a hanah that he's getting. All right. So what's the machlokas about the peros? Yeah. Let's just take a quick. Yeah. You have something over there. So what's the machlokas? You have a question or an answer? So the gemara is like this. Let's just get the facts straight. Omer of Nachman lo shonu ela bekli, right? Of bepri lo. So the question is, how do you effectuate a kinyan chalipin? Do you have to give somebody a utensil, a kli, or can I give him an apple? Can I give him an apple? Yeah, Rav Sheshes Omer afilu beperos. Okay. Yeah. My time of Rav Nachman, Omar Kro, no alo, no all in, media chrini lo. So, of course, it doesn't mean shoes only. It means the category of the shoe, which is not a fruit. Right? Not a fruit. Yeah. Rav Sheshes, nami aksiv, no alo, Omar Lach Rav Sheshes, mo no alo, dover masuyim, af kol dover masuyim, la fugi chatzi rimam, vachatzi egos, below. Yeah, so that's what it comes down to. That what? Just in terms of the shitas. One holds it has to be a kli dafka. The other one holds it has to be a fruit. It can even be a fruit. But it can't be a half a fruit. What about half a kli? So that's what the Ritva says. Ritva says half a kli is good.
A single shoe isn't considered half a kli?
Oh, let's not start that again. So he says, the Ritva says what? A half a kli is good. Yeah. He says, v'hadid lo ko'omar chatzi kli, mishum de chatzi kli, kevin de ro'i le kli, Ula so so choshuv vla so so vla so so choshuv konin bo. He says you can take a half a kli and fix it up and make something else out of it. So it's considered you can make a dover choshuv out of it. Shekein lepamim osa min hagadol katan umin hakatan gadol. I'm not sure exactly how that one works, but okay, see, making from a big small. Ma she'en came b'chatzi rimon. So the Ritva is trying to, he's associating it with chashivas. He's saying a half a pri is different than half. Don't think davar mesuyam is some platonic idea of forms. Don't go there. Because then you would make it, there's no difference between half a pri and half a kli. He's saying it has to do with chashivas. Half a pri doesn't have chashivas, but half a kli, you can still make it into something else. Like Gemara says, like if your kli breaks on Shabbos. So it's not muktzah if it can still have the tashmish, some tashmish that's reminiscent of the original tashmish. So, yeah, you turn it into a little drip catcher or something. You do something with it, right? So you can take a half, you can take a broken kli, and make it into something choshev. But you can't take a half a rimon and turn it into something choshev. That's it. Yeah, okay. So what do you say, Ariel?
Is it going like Rav, or it's saying both of them?
Doesn't matter. Either one.
Yeah, either one.
Either one.
Yeah.
Right, we pass him like Rav, and we pass him like the kli guy. Rav Nachman?
Yeah, we pass him like kli.
That's why we say...
Rav does at least.
That's why we say b'mona dekasher lemiknaye be. Mona means a kli, right? Kasher means it's not asaba no, and the miknaye be means that it's the kli of the kona, not of the makna.
What do you say?
At the end of every shtar, at the end of the ksuba, you say vikanina min. Right, the end of the shtar says, and we made the kinyan. You signed the shtar.
Tanaim.
It also says it. We made the kinyan between the parties, bimone, which means a kli, de kosher, it's not a sabana, le miknaye be, to make acquisitions, which implies it's the kli of the one who's buying it. That's why we write that in. Hakol shor v'kayim. You know, I don't know why they put the hakol shor v'kayim on the pre-printed ksubas. Seems that stupid to me.
I'll read it.
Because then you can't make any corrections. A kosher over kayim should be done after you finish. Anyway, whatever.
I
guess they're worried people are going to forget it. But anyway.
Oh, so that should be like really like the last thing, right? Even after they sign it?
No.
Let's say if you have to make a correction.
I don't know how you can make a correction on a printed ksuba. I don't know how they can do that. Because where are you going to put the... Where are you going to... I guess...
Halachically?
Yeah, halachically. You're going to put it after the Hakol Shor V'Kayim? I mean, you can sneak it before, then what's the purpose of saying Hakol Shor V'Kayim? Anyway, yeah, so Chashivas, okay, so why do we care about Chashivas? Is Aaron's question. Why do we care about Chashivas? And why don't we care about Damim? Yeah. So... And what's the machlokas?
For Pesach?
Yeah.
Like this is like Reb Chaim was saying, like this is not a strict. The chalipa aspect is not a strict monetary transaction.
Right.
Like, it's a mira das transaction.
Right.
So damim doesn't come into effect when we're concerned about gemira das.
Correct.
The effect on the gavra's mind is how we look at it, and that's only in terms of chashivas.
So what's the difference between a kli and a pri? Why would you say dafka kli or even pri? Ariel, what were you saying again? Why permanence?
Yeah.
But what does permanence play into? Chashivas or something else?
I wasn't saying chashivas.
No, what is permanence? What relevant category is permanence? That's what Avi's saying. Are you saying it has to last?
And can you take it back?
Right.
Isn't a kli intrinsically kind of like an item of commerce? Okay. It's a natural phenomenon. So it's hard to say that,
why is it free less than
because it grows? Because as opposed to being made?
It's not, you can use it as such, but it's not by definition. It doesn't come into existence with that as part of its identity. Because it's a natural thing. I mean, Kli intrinsically is something that you relate to as a, something relevant in transactions and economy.
Yeah, but they used to make transactions all the time with like wheat and stuff like that. They
if you're hungry.
That's not part of its essence. Right? You're utilizing it like that. But the Kli essentially, I mean, maybe you say for a Khalifan, for an exchange, you have to use something that's essentially in this field.
What do you mean is essentially, in the Kli is essentially to be used as something to sell, something to trade with?
Well, you mean to buy?
Right, I mean, it's intrinsically it's in the economy.
Isn't the Matana aspect just an accident? Like, meaning he could just give it back to the guy?
Yeah, he doesn't have to. I mean, it depends on what their agreement is. It's just a Matana Manaslavsky is a Matana, so that's all. It still is considered
right.
A Matana.
But that doesn't necessarily
it's
play
focus,
into...
It's not focused, that's what we hold. It's not focused if the
but
person is going
to
hold
the Khalif in itself.
What's that?
Meaning, like, the fact that it is a Matana al-Manaf doesn't really make a difference in terms of the actual Khalifa.
Not really, no. There's a ritva that says that when the Gemara says you can't use Khalifan for Kedushin, he says that's because you give it back. But if she would keep it, it would be good. Because then she would have the value of it. You say it's dafka because it's not, yeah, most people don't learn that way. They learn intrinsically the key and Khalifan is excluded. But anyway, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I hear what you're saying, Ariel. The point is like this. Let's just explain the inyan that Ariel is trying to elucidate over here. And that is like this. That if we're saying that the kinyan of the son.
No, I was wondering about money.
Right. So what about the other side? Yeah, very good. So then to me to be a good raya that a pet shouldn't be muktzah on Shabbos if you hold like that. Right? If it's a kli for playing with, then why should it be muktzah? When I started stopping, I don't know, alright, whatever. I hope I didn't reverse every order, but okay. So, kevan shem moshaf eso echad ohigbia kona hasheni. So the Magid Mishnah says this is like Tosus. This is like Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that that when Rav Nachman said Ein Konan Beperos, that's a king in Sudar, where I'm just doing the token action with a pri. Okay, but if we really want to do a Zetacha Zet type of a kinyan, then I can use peros. In other words, I can use peros b'toras domim. Well, let's get this straight. It's not exactly toras domim because it'll be better than domim, right? It'll be a full switch. So that's the question. The question is what? The question is just factually speaking is like this: that we hold you can't do chalipin with peros, right? And moos are not konos. But if I switch Peros for Peros, is that a good king? So that's what Tosus mentions in Bava Kamma. He says if you're going to learn like that Rabbeinu Tam, then it presents no difficulties in our Gemara. Because when the guy said, take my Te'ena and you'll own it, it's not a Chalipin. It's not a king in Sudar Te'ena transaction. It's like this, Yayin for Shemen. But what's that question? It's going to come out. It can't be that you're saying the Peros are like Damim, because then Damim is not Kona. And it can't be like the regular Chalipin, because the Peros aren't, you can't use Peros and Chalipin. So it's like a different kind of, it's like a Temura. I think the Darshan over there in that case in Bava Metzia give different Lashanos. One of them is like a Temura. There would be like a different kind of a thing. Kalim Metautlin can be Konim Metautlin. Now, it's different than Chalipin because this is the deal. Right? Chalipin, the deal is you owe me $10,000, but we'll do a token transaction now and then you'll owe me $10,000. Right? This is the deal. You take my cow and I will own your horse. And the minute you take my cow, I own your horse. So it's similar to Damim. But there's no gezerah on the damim einam konim. So it really is like a kinyan of damim, basically. But we don't have the gezerah, the damim einam konos. So basically, the question is, can I take your cow, can I take your object, and view it b'toras, can we each view each other's object b'toras damim to the other person? You know what I mean? To me, I have a cow. And you've got money that looks like a horse. And to you, you've got a horse, and I've got money that looks like a cow. So can I buy your... Can we do like a simultaneous damim for object transaction? You know what I'm saying?
Why is chalipin